recovered from Bridgend back out as far as Ballymagan, outside Buncanna, on up from Cockhill. So we covered a big, we had an empty skip in the morning, and we had it pretty well full up. So good summer's day, and a good achievement all round. So we had about 45 volunteers and 15 from Inch.
So that is a massive effort then from the local community, and that's covering a massive span of road. I think the Burnfoot to Buncranna, essentially, on the road along there and along the shore front, with about 60 volunteers in total. So how much rubbish do you think in total was collected off the roads and off the shoreline?
You're talking about 70 or 80 big bags of rubbish. We picked up all types of stuff, old tires, you name it. There's a lot of fly tipping going on. Me, as a chairperson of Buncranna Tidy Towns, I think the environment has made a big mistake by privatising the bins. I think it should be carried. All costs should be carried, no more than water charges included in your local property tax, because people are getting it tight and a lot of people are light.
So, of course, this would create an issue for those who are involved in Tidy Towns, because then it's partly, not necessarily responsibility, but it ends up being your job to end up cleaning up a lot of the fly tipping that does go on. How serious of an issue has this become in the last few years with the rising cost of living? Of course, people are having to maybe decide between paying for the bin label, paying for different other fees they have to have. How much of an issue has this become in recent months and years?
It has become a big issue all round, because people are getting it tight and they're going to use the big bins around the shore front because they're ashes and the refuse. It has been proven that 6% of all the bins that are positioned around the shore front and around the town have been refuge and ashes. Well, I don't think it has been too well thought out by the environment, privatising the bins, and it's become an expense, an additional expense that people can't afford. And as I say, local property tax should cover bin charges, as it does in the north.